You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Finally today, the New Zealand Police are opening the recruitment door to people who have valuable skills but cannot navigate the traditional employment processes. The police have opened up roles in their financial crimes department specifically to applicants with autism as a part of their neurodivergence program pilot. First, Trishel spoke with Detective Inspector Bernard, who's heading the program, and started by asking about the motivations behind the pilot.
Sure. There's a few different things that have motivated us to good look at this pilot for recruitment of autistic people. One of them, which is a key one for the police more generally, one of our values, diversity. And we, you know, use that to drive a number of different types of recruitment programs. But previously, people who are neurodivergent have not actually been considered as part of that diversity value. So this has been a way for us to actually expand the way that we apply that value. But then for me personally, I have a family member who is autistic, you know, having grown up with that person, and so I have some personal investment and motivation as well to be engaged in this space. And then the other thing that as well that has seen us look at this as an option is some of the current market challenges for some occupations such as data analysts, and we recognise that there's actually an untapped group of potential employees out there who are highly qualified but struggle to access the job market because of the difficulties they have navigating the recruitment process.
And that actually jumps into one of the other questions I have, is about the barriers that you guys have considered to make it easier, such as the job language description.
Yes, so we've got quite a comprehensive work plan in place which has been developed by Autism New Zealand, and they actually have a contractor called Untapped has provided them with advice on how to work through this process. And so it touches upon every element of the recruitment. Certainly first and foremost is the writing of the position descriptions. You know, writing them in a way which makes them very consumable. I mean, traditionally position descriptions actually are quite a technical document, and even for most people, when you read them, you still don't get a really good understanding of what the position actually entails. So it was really important for us to sit down and jointly with Autism New Zealand work through the position descriptions and come up with PDs that are going to be really clear and easy to understand, and for potential applicants to get a really good feeling for what exactly the position entails. And I think actually what we've ended up with position descriptions that are much better than what they typically would be. And in fact, you know, we would probably be tempted just to use them as our standard position descriptions to replace the more technical ones that we have. In terms of looking at the placement for the staff, there's been an environmental scan done at the office. You know, we're wanting to ensure that they are put in the best place possible that's going to minimise anything that might cause them to be distracted, or it's going to be too overbearing or noisy. So we've had the environmental scan done to identify the best place in the office for the potential, for the applicants to be placed. And then on top of that, it's also been really critical that the recruitment process suits their needs from end to end. So in this particular case, we're actually not going through a typical interview process. What we've done is we've actually received all of our applications and we've shortlisted them. And the shortlisted applicants will be going through a two-day workshop, and that workshop serves to inform them just as much as us, and that informs them really around the nature of the role, the environment that they'll be working in, but then also they'll be put through a number of exercises that will enable us to really get a good steer on their skills, knowledge and experience.
With the way that the process has gone, what sort of consultation have you guys had with police staff that are, would you know that whether they're on the spectrum, and has that partially influenced discussions?
Well, of course, that's one thing, you know, which has become quite apparent to us during the course of this, because there is actually a number of staff who are already, you know, employed who are on the autism spectrum or suffer from, have some other type of neurodiverse condition. On top of that, we've actually had a significant number of staff that have come forward, you know, to praise the pilot because they've got children or family members, and the hope that it actually provides them for their children or family members, that actually there's going to be some opportunities for them to work in a career which perhaps they had felt that would have not been possible. The other part of it for us is around the socialisation of the concept with staff. So we've actually run a number of workshops with the staff, you know, so that they are being brought on the journey as well, so that they fully understand, you know, what we are trying to achieve and the nature of the workshop, and, you know, because we want to ensure that the environment that our applicants are coming into is one that is welcoming, one that is understanding of their situation, and that we actually make this an experience for them that is a positive one, and they come in and feel like they can be really successful in the role.
Has there been any more discussions based on, like, or I imagine that would still be undergoing based on the progress of this pilot, for a similar type of program in different departments or for different neurotypes like ADHD and the like?
Yeah, so we haven't formally commenced anything because at this stage this is a pilot and we'd be looking to be, I guess, steered by the success of it. And I have a high degree of confidence that it will be successful, and particularly when we look at offshore where this has been implemented. I mean, domestically as well, in the private sector, there has been this type of recruitment programs run. But I know that in Australia, they have run similar pilots and they have been quite successful. And certainly, I would be very eager to see it expand. And what's been really promised for me is, in terms of the coverage that we've had, is the amount of positive feedback that we've had. And we've actually already had one approach from another government agency who was seriously considering doing their own pilot in the cyber security space. So I think this is something which I'm hopeful that won't just be a one-off, that we'll actually be looking to bring it in and implement it as part of our specialist part of our recruitment process more generally.
That was Detective Inspector Bernard, head of the Neurodivergence Program pilot. Trishel then spoke to Dane Dugan from Autism New Zealand.
What was the process around, like, the police approach you about this pilot, or did you, how did the consultation begin?
Yeah, so we get a number of approaches from different organisations, and the police were one of them, probably a good chunk of time now, at least a year ago now probably, just around what sort of a neurodiverse employment program might look like and how that might work. As we said to them, you know, it takes a bit of time. It's not just come in and we employ people. It's all, there's a process you go through. So we've been working with them on that, and then got sign off on it earlier this year to actually go ahead with the overall program, and the police have been great. So we only work with organizations that we believe genuinely want to make a positive change. And the police definitely seem to want to do that. So we're pretty excited to be working with them.
How have you seen that with how they've approached the job description, or like how they've put out the job for neurodiverse applicants?
So the first thing we did during the process, outside of a couple of sort of awareness sort of trainings, I guess, was to look at the job descriptions and do a job analysis and make sure the job descriptions were in plain English and easy to understand. So we actually went through that. So we did that piece of work with the police, a job analysis, and then a job description that was in plain English. So they've been really good and positive and listened. I mean, there's obviously some things we weren't able to change because they're specific to those roles, and it's important that those terminologies are in there. But overall, anything we could change into more plain English and simpler terms, they were very happy for us to do that. So again, they've been great. There's absolutely nothing we can say other than positive about the police and the process we've gone through with them so far.
And have you heard from any of the applicants or like who are interested in looking into the program, and whether they've felt like there's been a lot more increased confidence around the fact that they can use their neurodiversity to their advantage?
So we had a number of people apply, which was great. Probably shouldn't say how many. And we're now through to the next phase of the process anyway, so it's been cut down to less. But I feel like the feedback we've got is the process, given you don't need to have the qualifications, et cetera, et cetera, there's not going to be an interview. For example, most people have felt much more comfortable through the process. And obviously with the police, with a willingness to make a difference and to actually work with both, our job is to work to not only set up the process that's going to be neurodiverse friendly, but it's to work with the potential employees and the employer to make this as a positive relationship for everyone, which is pretty exciting. So yes, the candidates to date, it only closed a couple of weeks ago, so the actual process from that perspective is just starting, but the candidates have been very good in terms of, or seemingly being very happy with how that process has gone to date.
How much of a confidence boost is it to see a big organisation like the New Zealand Police take such interest in neurodiversity and not shaming some of the quirks that people have?
Yeah, it's massive. It creates a whole lot of other interest from other organisations. So we're now talking to four or five different organisations now who, a couple of them have spoken to the police around what we're doing with them, and they want to move forward with some sort of initiative. It may not be exactly the same as what we're doing with the police, but working with them on what we could do with them and how that might work. So, you know, this piece of work with the police has allowed us really to widen that net, I guess, and look at other organisations who are interested and want to create a neurodivergent friendly employment space for our community to work in. So it's been a massive catalyst, I think, to start the ball rolling. Like, we've done individual work with people, so we've worked individually with people and helped them into employment, which has been really successful. But this is probably one of the first sort of organisations that we've worked with from start to finish in terms of setting up that program. So one, it proves that we can do it, which is pretty exciting. And two, it's created interest from other sort of larger organisations who are looking to do something similar.
What sort of hope do you have for, like, the future of, like, neurodiverse employment being framed in this sort of way, from, like, breaking down that barrier of job language descriptions or, like, the workshop sort of format?
I think we're getting there. So, Trisha, I think we're getting there. I think it's it gives me far more hope that, you know, the stories we've had, that we've got out there and publicly recently, even when we work individually with people one-on-one and with an employer for that particular person, you would have seen we've worked with The Warehouse, we've worked with Countdown, we've worked with many other organizations on this. And the positive feedback we get and the people are starting to understand that it's not a charity. It's actually a win-win situation if you get the environment right. So what we say all the time is, you know, it's great. You know, we appreciate it. But at the end of the day, it's going to help your organization as much as it's going to help the autistic individual who is in employment. If we get that environment right, you're going to have a really valuable employee. So, you know, that's the message that we're getting across. And we think it's starting to resonate now. And when we're in an environment of people looking to be more inclusive and diverse, this is a really positive step forward, I think.
I just spoke with Detective Bernard about the police side of how they're handling it as well. And it's very fascinating to know that they have just as much of a passion and drive to open up their applications and to tailor it, and that they're focusing their environment on making sure it's autism friendly as well.
Exactly. And they, as I said, I couldn't speak highly enough of them. They've been great. They understand it. We've had people in there. You know, as we say all the time, it's not around going in and knocking down walls in the environment. It's about just understanding that particular person and what might or might not be a conducive environment for them. So, you know, we don't go in and say you have to build a wall here or knock walls down here or anything like that. It's just, how do we work within what you currently have to make this a successful environment? And the police have got that and understood that, and we're working with them on all that now. Once we go through this next assessment phase, it'll create a pretty good profile of the people that will go forward and understand what needs they may have and how do we create or how do we meet those needs within the environment. So the police have been great in understanding that, and we've been working with them on it quite closely, obviously. So, yeah, it's exciting. It's really exciting.
That was Dane Dugan from Autism New Zealand speaking to Trishel about the Neurodivergence Program pilot at the New Zealand Police.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.